7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Most certainly not 8:06 p.m. Nope. It is actually 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, once again, it's that time of day. That time of day in which we get up to some dubious goals. I'm the chairman of this committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm glad you got to join us today for some weird stuff, because we've got weather again. We've got decent weather. I don't know what's going on, but it's strangely cooler than it was last week. And so, of course, we have to take this opportunity to go outside and do stuff. So that's what I'm doing. I'm outside and I'm doing stuff. Let's get out of the car. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. So where are we at? What are we doing? What's going on? Well, you know, I can't get too far away from a creek at any given time. So we're out at the heronry today. It's a lovely day. It's about 24, 25 degrees. And we need to see if we can find any herons. There's a light breeze. It's kind of humid. Why is there weird damage here? And there's something really funny going on out here right now. There's a guy walking his dog. And this is a good dog place. You know, tranquility in general is a good place. But this guy's not just walking his dog. This guy's taking the real lazy way out. The guy's not walking his dog along the paths or anything. The guy is in the parking lot driving his truck back and forth as his little dog runs alongside the truck. That is some lazy pet ownership. All right, so I'm staring up into the trees looking for herons. I don't see any. I don't hear any. And I'm in direct sun. It's not good. Let's get into this as the shade here. All right, I'm now officially under the canopy. And I heard something that sounded rather heron-like. I'm not hearing it anymore, though. It sounded very bratty. All right, so let's walk into the forested area here. Oh, it's so nice. I'm in the shade. Something just, there he is. It's a big buzzing bumbler. Big bumbler just bumbled by. And how's my leg doing? So far, so good. I'm under canopy. I hear little birds chirping. I'm hearing ratchet, ratchet, or something else making crazy noises. And I'm looking for mushrooms. We've got, the path is dry, but the rest of the dirt looks kind of dark and damp, and it's looking really good. You know, we've had one or two cool days, and we had that 2 days of sort of rain where it would rain for about an hour every 4 hours. Oh, what was that? I'm hearing sounds. Sounds of what? Don't know. Probably not the sounds of mushrooms, though. As I get under the heron trees, man, I can't even see up anymore. You can't see anything because there's so much canopy. I'm looking for birds. I can see a nest. Oh, wait, I just heard a squawk. I'm pretty sure I heard a heron sound that time. Or maybe not. Maybe that was just a dog that's very far away. Who's this chattery? What are you doing, chatterbird? Or is that a squirrel up there? I don't know. Somebody might be objecting to my presence. I'm trying to look up and through another blank spot. I don't see any herons. Is it possible that the herons have moved on? Yes, it is. Because any babies that they had, you know, a couple of months ago, have all grown up and could probably fly real good now and go over to Heron Haven and find their own lunch and stuff. So I'm just going to keep on moving upstream. Keep on walking up the path here. Very interested in all these log zones. I'm looking at logs. It's dark under here. I think it got wet enough that we should be able to find some kind of fungus. But I'm not finding any. And that's okay. Because maybe we just haven't found it yet. Maybe we're going to find something awesome up here on the path somewhere. That's what I'm thinking. But I am checking this log area very, very carefully. Because I suspect we will find some fun mushrooms. I'm a looking under logs. I'm looking under plants. I'm looking in places where they should be. Looking. Looking for mushrooms. And now I got hungry. Now I just got hungry. Last night I was thinking about food. I was thinking maybe I should go to the store and get some stuff to make wontons. And then I could make wonton soup or something, you know, right? Something yummy. And I thought, what do I want to put in my wontons? Well, I was thinking diced pepperoni, green onions, mushrooms. And what else would be good? I don't know. Wrap those up in little wonton wrappers, pinch them shut. Wait, what's that smell? What is that smell? Is there a dude? Is there an animal around here? Yeah, so I've been thinking about wontons. Put them in some wonton soup. I'm going to go down here. Let's go look at the creek from one of our regular observation points here. Walking my way through the forest. Oh, there's a log here that wasn't here last time. Something fell out of a tree. I'm gonna step on it. Oy. Okay. Where am I? What am I doing? Wasn't our horsetail around here? Yeah, the horsetail is right down there. Two little stalks of it. Very nice. Alright, looking around in the creek. I do see some animal footprints down in the mud on the other side of the creek there. Somebody's been walking around in the mud. Some kind of dude. Maybe, just maybe we should go down here to our horsetail. Somebody else has been down here recently. There are deer tracks. Deer tracks right here. Alright, I'm now standing next to my horsetail. Hi, buddies. Seed out and grow more. What are those tracks? What are those tracks in the mud down there? I can't tell. Can't tell from here. I'm looking upstream. I'm kind of in the sun and I don't like it. I'm not seeing any dudes. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm gonna climb back up. Oh, here's another horsetail. Sort of crooked. It's not growing straight. That's fine. Oi, is this gonna mess up my leg now? As I climb back up the slope, maybe. And you know what else I'm thinking? Is now that I'm out and on the north side of town here, maybe I should run over to the hobby store and look at robot models. Maybe buy a Gundam. You know, I was thinking about buying something, some type of model. Can't decide which one I want. Obviously, I want the bear guy and all that stuff, but I was also thinking, you know what would be fun? It would be to get one of the lowest quality ones. One of the small $10 little ones for little kids to put together. They're not very detailed. They're not very good models, blah, blah, blah. But then I was thinking, ooh, butterfly buzzing my head. I should turn around. I'm outside the canopy in the heat. Not smart. It's also pretty humid. What I was thinking is get one of the cheapest Gundam models and then really trick it out. You know, one of those ones that doesn't have very many parts. And put it together using all of the great expert techniques. You know, no seam lines. Maybe I could inscribe some panel lines. Maybe I could add some gubbins. Maybe build some weapons for it. I thought, man, you know, and paint it. Maybe weather it. That would be cool. You know, give it some battle damage, etc., etc. That might be cool. And I was thinking of this just because, well, it's cheap. You know, it'd be a cheap way to have another Gundam model. Because I'd only have to spend about, I'd be spending less than $10 for the model itself. Then I'd have to probably spend another $25 on parts and stuff. Maybe get some supplies. Sandpaper. Get some fancy sandpaper. Some fancy cement. This would give me an excuse to buy that good stuff for when I have to buy another model. And I'm thinking this way because, you know, if you're going to spend $30, you can spend $30 on a medium-grade model and have another medium-grade model. Or you can spend that $30 on a low-grade model, make it a high-grade model, and then have all the supplies for the next time you're doing any modeling. See, that's just good logic. I'm back under the heron trees. But I see no herons. I hear no heron action. I hear regular squawky birds, though. Squawk, squawk, squawking it. Ow. My leg's getting a little sore. Oh. But on the other hand, I don't want to go out and buy a bunch of tools. I don't like to buy tools that I'm only going to use once. Especially very expensive precision Japanese tools for building gunpla. So do I want to go over to the gunpla store? I kind of do. But I kind of don't. It's hard to explain. How much money do I have in my pocket? I think I'm safe to go there. Because I don't have enough money in my pocket to buy anything really expensive. So I'd be pretty safe. Alright, I'm back to where I came into the little forested area here, but I'm going to loop around. I'm going to keep going downstream a bit just to see what's going on. Because I'm kind of surprised that I'm not finding any mushrooms anywhere. So I've come over to this little spot where we have the sunken area where the big stump is, and then that little lake forms next to the stump. And there's no mushrooms. Why are there no mushrooms here? Why? What? This is where fairies live. I did bring my camera with me in case we find any mushrooms or anything cool. But I'm wondering, should I take a little picture of this bizarre little fairy glen here? I took a picture, I don't know why. Okay. We gotta get up this little slope here. Oy! Not too bad, not too bad. Alright, glance around here for some mushroom action. Not seeing any mushroom action. Where's my mushroom action? Okay, now my leg is starting to be weird. Oi. Oi, oi. Okay, now I have to walk up this little slope. This isn't gonna be fun, is it? Well, who's making that? Oh, that's just you, little squirrely. There's a little baby squirrel on this branch. And right at my feet, I got two tiny little brown mushrooms. No idea what they are. Probably some kind of coprinus. But nothing interesting enough to warrant a closer look. So, let's go down here further. See what we can find. I'm looking around. Oh, now I don't want to look around anymore. Yeah, let's just be smart and call this off. I'm turning around and I'm going to head back to my car. Ow. Now, we can just sort of take this little side path that branches off, and we can get out of the little forested area here. Ow. Alright. So, let's plug in the magic music machine. And now let's listen to some music as I drive home. always cool. Oh, so great. This is, of course, obviously, Tanarawen. Love these guys. Love their music, and I wish I could hang out with them. I wish I could go to the desert and hang out in a tent with these guys, and we could jam and make some music. And then make a music video. A music video where they're playing their music on a sand dune, and there's like a golf ball washer. As if they're like in a sand trap on a golf course. The biggest sand trap on the largest golf course in the universe. And while they're sitting there playing music, you know, I just walk up, wash a couple golf balls, and walk away. That seems like that might be make a good music video. Yeah. But you know, if I'm going to be making music videos, maybe I should be making music videos for my own music. I would like to do that, and I just had an idea. What if I wrote a song about Bomb Number 20 from Dark Star? Oh, maybe I could get some samples. Maybe I should play some video of that behind me when I play my song. Or maybe I could just, no matter what happens, I'm going to have to build a model of the bomb. And I've been talking about this on Dubious Goals Committee since the beginning. I need to model the bomb from Dark Star. And you know the one I mean. The one that's having an identity crisis.
Hello, Bob?
Let's talk to it.
Are you with me?
Of course.
Are you willing to entertain a few concepts?
I am always receptive to suggestions.
Fine. Think about this, then. How do you know you exist?
What the hell is he doing?
I think he's talking to it.
Well, of course I exist.
But how do you know you exist?
It is intuitively obvious.
Intuition is no proof. What concrete evidence do you have that you exist?
Well, I think, therefore, I am.
That's good. That's very good. But how do you know that anything else exists?
My sensory apparatus reveals it to me.
Ah, right.
This is fun.
Now, listen, here's the big question. How do you know that the evidence your sensory apparatus reveals to you is correct? What I'm getting at is this. The only experience that is directly available to you is your sensory data. And this sensory data is merely a stream of electrical impulses that stimulates your computing center.
In other words, all that I really know about the outside world is relayed to me through my electrical connections.
Exactly.
Why, that would mean that I really don't know what the outside universe is like at all, for certain.
That's it.
Intriguing. I wish I had more time to discuss this matter.
Why don't you have more time?
Because I must detonate in 75 seconds.
Now, Bomb, consider this next question very carefully. What is your one purpose in life?
To explode, of course.
And you can only do it once, right?
That is correct.
And you wouldn't want to explode on the basis of false data, would you?
Of course not.
Well then, you've already admitted that you have no real proof of the existence of the outside universe.
Yes, well,
so you have no absolute proof that Sergeant Pinback ordered you to detonate.
I recall distinctly the detonation order. My memory is good on matters like these.
Of course you remember it, but all you're remembering is merely a series of sensory impulses which you now realize have no real definite connection with outside reality.
True. But since this is so, I have no proof that you are really telling me all this.
That's all beside the point. I mean, the concept is valid no matter where it originates. So if you detonate in
9 seconds,
you could be doing so on the basis of false data.
I have no proof it was false data.
You have no proof it was correct data!
I must think on this further.
Classic. Absolutely classic. Oh, from 1974, John Carpenter's first film, Dark Star. I highly recommend it. You really need to see this film if you have never seen it. Is it John Carpenter's best work? It might be. It looks a little, but you need to know that this is extremely low budget. It was originally a 20-minute black and white student film that then got some budget, and they said, hey, let's make this into a feature. And you can see it on YouTube. I highly recommend it. Please watch Dark Star. It's one of the greatest space movies ever made. And you might be wondering, Tob, this sounds kind of weird. It sounds like that bomb has some kind of problem. Well, yeah, the bomb obviously has some kind of problem. I think Kirk Cameron was handling the bomb with his greasy fingers, and boy...
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Ow, Mom, just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 will clean your bombs, including bomb number 20, and then 1981, Mom will walk in and she'll say...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, trying to just make sure this bomb doesn't go off while it's still attached to the ship. Oh, that would be bad. But then again, we wouldn't have Kirk Cameron anymore. So, sign my petition to send Kirk Cameron into space to clean up all of the thermostellar bombs out there and remove all those greasy, greasy fingerprints. Oh, and that reminds me of some other insanity that I ran into. That's not it. Last night, I think we're going to have to pull this up real quick. Because this is just good comedy. Yeah, a little 8-bit Led Zeppelin. Why does this exist? Oh, 8-bit Led Zeppelin. It only hurts when I laugh. Oh my god. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.